When we talk about the serious environmental issues facing our planet, climate change due to the burning of fossil fuels usually tops the list. Then there's rampant population growth and air and water pollution. But don't forget about the first and original environmental issue, garbage, trash, or what is euphemistically called solid waste. You probably didn't know that while our greenhouse gas emissions are climbing and our population levels are continuing to grow, the growth in our garbage production globally is growing even faster. We're constructing literally mountains of trash, and it's a waste of resources and land and a pollution problem in and of itself. Professor Daniel Hornweg has immersed himself in solid waste for several years now, first as a researcher for the World Bank and now at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology in Oshawa. And he's sounding an alarm bell about the problem of peak waste and what we're going to have to do to dig our way out of our garbage problem. Professor Hornweg, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thank you.
What does the term peak waste actually mean?
It's our best guess of when we think that the world's total solid waste will actually peak and then start to slowly decline.
What numbers are we talking about here?
We did a paper that we projected total waste management levels that we think are going to be present by 2025, and they're pretty reliable. And then we thought, well, let's just project that and see when total solid waste would actually peak and then start to decline. This has already happened in several OECD countries. And we thought, well, you know, maybe it'll be 2050, 2060, 2070. We got the population scenarios from the UN and we projected and we found that actually peak waste under the sort of business as usual approach doesn't happen until sometime after 2100. So then we looked at that and said, wow, that's quite a lot of garbage that's still headed our way. And so the review that we do mainly is trying to figure out how to bring that peak forward and how to reduce its intensity.
Well, how much waste are we talking about here in terms of how many tons of it we produce every year?
About, at the moment, we're somewhere just shy of 4 million tons a day. And we're looking at probably tripling that volume before we start the slow decline.
Holy smokes. That every day, that's worldwide.
Yeah, it's about 5,000 kilometers worth of garbage trucks every day. By the time we're all done, it's probably a football pitch, 4 kilometers high. Every day.
And what's included in that pile of garbage?
Pretty well everything that we throw out when we think of garbage that we throw out either at home or at work or where we shop or where we go to school.
Oh, okay. And is it uniform around the world? Are we all producing the same amount?
No, not at all. We in Canada and the US we're pretty well high up on the per capita generation. Japan's about 2/3 what we are per capita. Europe's somewhere in between there. It's mainly an urban phenomenon, solid waste, so it's mainly the cities that are producing this. Cities at the moment in Africa are probably producing about a tenth of what we are in Canada.
Now, you talk about we're going to come to a peak, then it's going to somehow decline, and you want to move that peak forward. So take me through that. What do you mean?
Well, solid waste is a function of urban population and wealth. So in order to figure out the projection of solid waste, really you need to project what's going to happen from an urbanization perspective. And that's the thing that's really driving this. And we've looked at those scenarios from now until 2100 and then multiplied urban populations times wealth times what we think are the cultural norms for countries and cities for per capita waste generation.
Well, how does urbanization relate to the amount of garbage that's produced?
Solid waste is probably the most visible, most striking byproduct of urbanization. Solid waste is an urban problem, from an urban phenomenon. Generally, when we're out in the rural areas, we don't worry too much about our solid waste because the environment can either assimilate it or we don't have nearly as much of it because there's much less packaged material. But cities, by their nature, need to get rid of solid waste from underfoot because of the health issues, the problems with drainage, that sort of thing. So every city in the world is struggling with how to get rid of the garbage. The other thing that's quite an important phenomenon about solid waste is that in most developing country cities, it's the single largest budget item that they face.
So how then, if it's going to increase, which I can understand as cities get bigger and all that, what would cause it to peak and then drop off?
It's basically the peaking of urban population and then the slow decline. So the big guess that everyone's trying to figure out is how are we headed in terms of urban population? We see in Canada already, our per capita solid waste peaked a few years ago. Same with Europe. So we know that once you get to a certain level of affluence, so for example, if I doubled your salary, because you're a good guy, you probably wouldn't generate twice as much garbage.
Why not?
Because you would spend that money on going to movies or theater or experiential activities rather than buying stuff. So we know that solid waste, a little bit like energy use, is pretty well linked up until a certain point of affluence. And then after that, it's delinked. So we've seen that phenomenon happening in the rich countries, in OECD, and we're pretty sure we know that that's going to be happening in Asia, especially China, within the next maybe 30 years. Then we get South Asia, especially India, and then finally we get that happening in Africa.
So you're saying as these countries get richer, they should start producing less waste?
Well, less waste relative to the economy and less waste per person, yes. So, and it's a function of how many people there are as well.
But on the other hand, while they're getting richer, they're actually producing more, right?
Very true. Exactly. So that's why when you look at sort of the rate of solid waste, that's the thing that to me is the most alarming, is that we're not even anywhere close to slowing the rate of increase, leave alone hitting some sort of a steady level. So it's a little bit like greenhouse gas emissions. The rate of those emissions and the rate of solid waste is still increasing.
Okay, now, so you're saying in the developed countries it's already past the peak, in the developing countries they're approaching the peak. What about the sub-Saharan African countries, where if you go there you see incredible garbage everywhere?
Exactly, and they're the sort of the wild card of sustainable development, really. The date and the intensity of peak waste will largely be determined by the cities of sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason for that is because they're still at a very low urbanization level, 30% maybe in some countries, and they still are very, very poor relative to the rest of the world. So as they urbanize and as they increase in wealth, they're going to be generating way more waste. And that probably doesn't start kicking in until around 2040.
Boy. So how then are you planning to move this peak waste forward?
Well, the single best way is to try and have the whole world approach this sustainability scenario. So these are the scenarios that the UN has been sort of modeling. And that's very much more of a sustainability, much more equity, better education, particularly for girls, much better urban management, increasing wealth pretty well all around, but especially in the developing countries.
Okay, so that makes everyone more well-fed and happy, but how does that reduce garbage?
Well, it doesn't actually. That's the ironic thing about this, is that it actually increases it in the short term, but by heading for this sustainability scenario, you actually bring that peak forward because these developing countries become richer more quickly, and then population stabilize. And it's really a function of stabilizing population. And we see the world over that when people don't have any faith in what's going to happen when they get old, they have larger families, the best way to bring population down is through education and through economic development.
But you're saying if they get richer faster, that will bring this garbage peak forward?
Yes, but it will reduce the intensity of it. So under the sustainability scenario, we're looking at about 8.5 million tons a day of waste, but the peak would be around 2075. The other alternative, sort of the business as usual, we're looking at somewhere between 11 and 12 million tons, but the peak doesn't happen until 2100.
Okay, so, I mean, historically we've seen as people get richer, they do consume more, which is a problem for generally with consumption. And you're saying that in the short term, the garbage production does go up. So what about other things in the meantime, things like recycling or other ways to reduce waste while we're waiting for that peak to pass?
Oh, they're hugely important. And things like putting a big emphasis on food waste. Food waste the world over is somewhere between 30 and 40% of the waste stream. So, and we know that as we get more people on the planet, we're going to have a harder and harder time feeding them. So that's probably one of the priority areas. Similarly, in many cities, demolition and construction waste is a big component because it's very heavy. And coming up with new methods of building is an important aspect as well.
What's at stake here?
Well, probably the most interesting thing I think about solid waste is it's a concern to pick it up and to bury it or to burn it, and there are environmental impacts that I wouldn't want to sort of minimize. But most of the environmental impact of something that we throw out, probably 95% of that impact has already happened upstream. So solid waste is a perfect proxy for our total environmental impact. So we know that trying just to reduce these volumes, we will have significant other ancillary benefits for the environment, for society. And that's, I think, the really important part about solid waste. There's a lot going on upstream that already happened before we put it at the curb.
I guess that works at every scale. If you see the garbage, get rid of it.
Exactly. And if you can do something so that you don't have it in the first place, you've done a lot. Not just in your city, but probably upstream in different countries, etc.
Professor Hornweg, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Daniel Hornweg is the Jeffrey S. Boyce Research Chair at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology in Oshawa.